All right, so somebody's going to ask me about the coverage play. So, not our best play. Didn't have a chance to bounce back on that one kickoff. You know, it's a little bit like I talked about last week, trying not to change the problem, fix the problem. A couple different things arise on that play, and they've been addressed. I think Coach makes a good point. You know, guys make mistakes. We've got to admit them. We've got to fix them and just work on it because, you know, it's going to be 13 more weeks of kickoff coverage, and we certainly plan on kicking off a bunch, so hopefully we'll play better on the next one.
Is it as simple as getting off blocks or guys in the wrong spot?
It's a combination of things. I mean, kickoff coverage basically is having more guys at the point of attack than they got to block, and there's going to be a scheme. First day of training camp, you talk about every kickoff return somebody draws up, just like every run play in the offensive playbook. Every play is a touchdown, and unless the defense does something about it, somebody wins, then you're not going to be very successful in coverage or defense. And the same thing return-wise. I mean, everything I draw up, it's a touchdown. You know, I don't say, hey, you know, on this play, that guy's going to make the tackle. You know, you're trying to win your one-on-one matchups and play different blocks, different ways to give you an advantage some way, shape, or form.
Bottom of the roster, there's obviously now a lot of guys who weren't with you during preseason. For you, what's the challenge of getting those guys up to speed so quickly when they come in?
Yeah, I think the challenge is there's an expectation and standard that we expect to play on game day, regardless of who's out there. I mean, told you guys the first week, there is an expectation every single year that the roster is going to change throughout the season. Different positions, that's why guys are inactive, that's why you have guys in the practice squad, guys are on the street. You're going to be playing with new guys, and whether it's one of our guys that gets hurt or a defensive starter gets hurt, now all of a sudden, you know, you don't have that guy for 27 plays or whatever. You know, you're going to be facing that challenge throughout the year. So we just got to do the best we can to win every play as best we can and go for whatever result we're trying to achieve.
How do you establish that standard when you guys get here for the first game?
Yeah, you just try and talk to them about how we're trying to play. You try and give them a base understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished on a certain technique and then work the heck of it throughout the week. Obviously, a new guy, you're going to spend more time with them. You know, we signed two new guys, you know, and spent a lot more time talking to them about certain things that the other guys may already know. So there's a challenge there, but, you know, we're going to have to play on Sunday, so we got to get right in a hurry.
Yeah, what did you assess on the gadget return?
Excuse me?
The gadget punt return.
Yeah, you know, good play by them. Something they had not shown on tape. It's something we covered in training camp. First time that play showed up was actually Green Bay, Chicago. Got called back on a Tillman penalty, I believe, going up their sideline, Johnny Knox touchdown. That play was shown. You go back to Kansas City when Dave went there. They tried to run it against us a couple years ago. And you're trying to have some awareness towards that. You know, it was a left punt. You usually got to have a real good returner, which they do, in order to draw that kind of attention. St. Louis hit them with it a year ago, Tavon Austin. And I think it was Bailey that picked it off going on their sideline. So it's a challenging play, but one that, you know, we had guys recognize it, maybe just not react as quickly. But, you know, I was happy that we were able to get the guy on the ground, give our defense a chance to come out here. They did a good job, you know, force him to a field goal and give us a chance to play defense there.
To ask those guys when they're, you know, a guy like Bellamy, to find the ball, do you ask him to find the ball or do you expect him, because he knows the direction of the kick, that he's going to track it to where
there are some guys on the field who can track the ball. You know, Josh is in a hard situation there because it's happening right in front of him. And if you go back and watch the first 3 weeks, there's times he's being doubled and he wins. And you don't ever want a guy winning a block and looking back over his shoulder to find out what's going on. Usually it's going to slow him up. But there's some other guys on the field who can do that. And hopefully we'll react better. I anticipate, you know, seeing something in that realm, you know, going forward, maybe the next couple of weeks, maybe 8 weeks from now, maybe next year. But it's one of those things that everybody in the league, all of us watch all the trick plays, all the specials, all the fakes, all the onside kicks, all those things every week. And, you know, you see some of those things maybe the very next week or 2 weeks later.
Have the Raiders done a lot of that in the past? Have you seen on tape?
Yeah, well, they changed coaches this year as far as special teams coaches, head coach. You know, the guy who was there the last couple of years, Bobby April's, you know, done a ton of it in his history. But you kind of go back and look at the coach, look at what the players are capable of, you know, Brad Seeley. He's done a really good job. He's in San Francisco the last couple of years. A couple of fake punts, a couple of different guys running them. He's in Cleveland. They go throwback, you know, with Josh Cribbs on a punt return that went for a long play. Reggie Hodges went for 70 yards up the middle. There's a lot of different things we try and educate our guys on and show them the tape. And like I said, hopefully we react better next time.
Jeff, to Dan's point, how much has that punt coverage unit changed since you showed them that in training camp? I mean, are there many guys that are still there? Because the guys we talked to in the locker room hadn't seen it.
It'd be hard for me to tell you how many guys of the guys that were on that field have seen it. I would say a majority of them had, you know, not Seattle run it, but certainly the entire football team saw Kansas City try it against us, against Denver.
Jeff, handling the turnover, the roster, and how it relates to special teams, is that one of the toughest parts of your job as a special teams coach?
I don't know if I'd say it the toughest part. I mean, it's certainly a reality that you deal with, and you got to have a plan for it, and, you know, hopefully you don't hope that happens. You know, you don't hope guys get hurt. You don't hope guys get put on IR, you know, all those things. But the reality is there's going to be some roster attrition throughout the year that you're going to have to deal with.
When Brock is let go like that, what's the message that is taken in the special teams rooms when we see Brock loses his job?
You know, I'm not sure that's reflective of a certain play or a certain area. You know, that's something that, you know, Ryan and those guys, as far as decision makers go, they try and figure out what the best thing for us is going forward. And, you know, in order to add a player, generally speaking, you got to, you know, clear a roster spot. And I'm not sure what the message would be. There's certainly not a message trying to be sent by, I mean, Brock's a heck of a kid and good athlete and all those things. They just felt like that was a choice they wanted to make for a roster in the short term and long term.
What punting options do you have with Pat being down at the start of the week at least?
Well, it's early. We'll see where Pat's at the end of the week. I mean, I certainly don't expect, you know, Matt Slauson to punt for us this week. You know, there's a couple available veteran guys if we needed to get into that. You spend some time in the preseason evaluating some other guys so that when you get into this situation, you have a short list, a ready list. Hey, if something happens, you know, here's who we can use. And if we had to do that, we could. You know, we'll see where Pat's at come Sunday.
Will Robbie continue kickoffs?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever thought about using O'Donnell just because he could maybe boom it out of the back of the end zone? I know he handled that in college.
Yeah, I mean, every player on our roster has the ability to do a lot of different things. You know, the assessment of certain guys, you know, I'm not sure that both of our evaluations are identical in that regard.